This is the Drew Aller year, says Shador Sanders' surrogate dad, Mel Kiper Jr., on Adam Schefter's podcast, talking about what we have to look forward to when the draft's in town next year. Because every Steelers fan is doing the same exact thing. They think the Steelers will pick a quarterback in the first round to celebrate the draft here. They punted on a quarterback until Will Howard in the sixth round. Aaron Rodgers, if he comes here, is still 41 years old. And even though a select few of us think Mason Rudolph can play, there aren't many of us who think he's actually going to get the opportunity, or he won't make enough of the opportunity to keep the Steelers from taking a quarterback in the first round. And there you have Mel Kiper talking about Drew Aller being right now, in his mind, the guy who has the best chance of being the top quarterback off the board.
That does not inspire me.
Good afternoon, everybody.
That doesn't inspire me. Hi, Pony. Hi, Don.
And to back that up, I was at a very nice dinner last night with a couple of my buddies from FanDuel.
Who a couple came of your blue-collar buddies.
Well, they came in to play Oakmont as part of their hospitality event for people that are sponsors for the U.S. Open. Had a bad caddy, unlike you. Had a big-time caddy situation there.
Okay.
Right off the bat, got off on a very wrong foot with caddy.
Would you say that these are the kind of guys who are easy to get along with?
They're fun people.
Okay.
They're fun. They're fun and fancy.
And not like
free.
The kind of guys who are busting balls and it might get misinterpreted at first. Like, they're just fun.
I think they could do that, yes.
Okay.
But either way, I mean, these aren't guys that are going out there thinking they're Lee Trevino and Sam Snead. Okay. They're going to respect the game of golf, but not take it too seriously.
Okay.
So they're in town. We go out to dinner afterwards. And while we're at dinner, by the way, someone in Pittsburgh sports was also at the restaurant and gave me the evil eye for 2 hours.
You didn't notice that evil eye, though.
Oh, no, I kept looking.
You were looking at your phone watching a sporting event.
I kept looking. Well, the games weren't as good last night. Cavs and Heat was a blowout.
You didn't want to watch Cavs Heat?
And
Heat culture, baby.
The lightning didn't blow up in my face until there was about a minute left in the game. Uh-huh. But evil eye from a Pittsburgh sports.
Sports media or sports?
I'm not going to say. Oh. I'm gonna force you guys to guess.
I don't want to play this game.
Okay, then we don't have to play it. But either way.
Okay, was it a manager? I think it was probably Shelton.
Donnie, would you like to wager a guess here? Evil eye for 2 hours.
There's no way it's Tomlin.
2 hours of evil
Absolutely
eye.
Absolutely.
You don't
no
think
chance.
Tomlin would give me the evil eye?
No, Travis I think Williams. He would give you. I think he would give you a pair of evil eyes. I just think that like it would be impossible to hide the fact that Tomlin was out and about
now,
and you were in the same.
I'm
place.
Disappointed. You said Travis. I think I get along with Travis fine. Now he kind of blew me off on opening day, but I would be very disappointed if it was 2 hours of evil eye.
Derek
from Travis
Shelton
Williams.
is my first guess because you like pretty much every other person with a pulse has called for his job. I don't know. 100 times in the last 10 months. So that's guess number one.
Okay. Donnie, do you want to throw a name out there? Oh, you did. Travis Williams. I already shot that one down.
Why don't you get it? Donnie gets a mulligan pick because he hasn't shot Shelton down.
You don't get mulligans at Oakmont, by the way. You hit that ball in the church pew bunkers, you got to play that ball out of the church pew bunkers.
I think Mulsey's right.
You're both going Shelton. Okay. I'll report back later with an answer.
Tony had a little pause when you said Shelton.
He's a pretty good poker face over there, but occasionally I know when I've snuck in a little liver shot.
So
there.
We're at this nice restaurant, and okay. These guys work for FanDuel. Right now, in certain places, you can already bet on who is going to be the number one pick in next year's draft.
Yep.
Arch Manning is the favorite. The second favorite is Drew Aller, the Penn State quarterback. Now, for everybody out there listening, how would you feel about that exact scenario? If I told you guys that the Steelers were going to either have their first losing season under Tomlin and stay where they are and pick the Penn State quarterback Drew Aller in the first round, or they have a so-so season, but with all the draft capital they have from comp picks, etc., they're able to move up and take him. If that's what 2025 yields, Aller is the Steelers' next quarterback. How do we feel about it? Donnie, we'll start with you.
I would say lukewarm. I feel like he actually won't be the number one guy by the time we get to that point, which could mean he falls right into the Steelers' lap because we know the Steelers won't be bad enough to be right at the top.
So if he gets drafted by the Steelers, it's not like when you and your buddies were in that bar on the South Side and Kenny Pickett got picked and the place erupted. That would not be a reaction to
But I mean, myself Aller. And everybody else in there looks and now feels like idiots, given how that all went. So maybe...
So this is like who saying we won't get fooled again? Was that the Who?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that it's one of those situations for you then.
Well, maybe it's just more, I'll give this guy a chance, because last time I thought our guy would be great, and he was the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Then you are already, as a Penn State alum that hates Penn State football, you are making it sound, Chris, like this would be a horrible chain of events. If you said to pass on 2025 because the prize, the pot at the end of the rainbow of gold is Drew Aller, that already is making you go through some facial expressions over there that look like you're trying to force out a crap that's been stuck in there for days.
Very evocative from you. I appreciate that. Let me just point out why before. One reason I'm not looking forward to it is the same people who decided that Kenny Pickett sucked before he actually played a down of pro football because he was a Pitt guy.
Yeah.
We're going to get that same stupid war in reverse. Penn State people will tell you, even if they have dogged Drew Aller so far in his Penn State career, that he's the next big thing. While Pitt people, even if they have no idea what kind of player he is, will tell you he's going to suck. So I'm not looking forward to that. Just a couple games I would want to cite. Because Drew Aller passes the eye test, the get-off-the-bus test, you know, 6'5", whatever, 225, 230, has running ability, has a big arm. Drew Aller against Michigan, two times. He completed 15 total passes out of 33 attempts for 107 yards and one touchdown in two games against Michigan, games that they lost by 24 and 9, respectively.
Mm.
In a pair of games against Iowa State, Drew Aller.
Iowa State?
Or Ohio State, sorry. Yeah, Ohio State. I don't know why I said Iowa. A pair of 20-13 and then a 20-12 loss. He completed 30 of 62 passes in those games for a touchdown and an interception. So those are the two creme de la creme opponents on that schedule every year. 0-4. Just like Franklin, can't beat the best teams. When you look and you try to sort through, okay, what are the best games Drew Aller has played? Iowa, at Maryland, he was good against Boise, three touchdowns, kind of a not a game manager performance, but not huge numbers otherwise. Kent State, Massachusetts, he was, I thought, good, not great at times against Oregon in the conference title game, didn't make enough plays. Smokes Purdue, beats up a bad West Virginia team or an average West Virginia team. Good numbers against Bowling Green. My point in bringing all this up, Pony, is like, where are these starts for this guy who's got every physical tool you could ask for? Where are the games against big-time, true, like, peer opponents where Drew Aller looked like one of the best players on the field and a difference maker?
And yet Mel Kiper, who we all take with a gigantic grain of salt after the Shedeur Sanders fiasco, is saying right now he feels like Aller is going to be the best quarterback in next year's draft.
He's a toolsy player, which I do. I would rather take a risk on a toolsy player than a guy who's got a pretty defined ceiling. Like he's.
It sounds like those tools break against good teams. It sounds like he can't use the hammer and the screwdriver in big
games. The only thing I'm going to tell you is, the only grace I'm going to give him is, I think he is coached by a collective coaching staff that craps their pants and pees their pants before those big games even start. And so I think he is hamstrung by that. Like, if you were just asking me in a vacuum...
So you get Drew Aller away from James Franklin
maybe,
and give him Mike Tomlin and all of a sudden, hocus pocus,
he goes,
you've got a great quarterback?
No, he probably goes from college James Franklin to pro James Franklin in that regard.
Right.
I would still rather take the swing on a guy who you know has all the physical gifts to play the position.
I know, but this sounds like
in
a long-winded way of you saying this
my guy
is not...
Lenoris Sellers. Give me Lenoris Sellers of that group. Kiper mentioned his name. I saw Derek Bell, Operation Shutdown, put up a highlight of Lenoris Sellers basically getting hit in the face... throwing a 60-yard ball to a receiver who was very open, it's a ball that like Kenny wouldn't have gotten 35 yards down the field.
If our show got moved to Charlotte or to some Southeast Conference market, we would talk about Lenoris Sellers more.
Yes.
This is Mel Kiper bringing up the guy that plays at Penn State, who everybody here knows.
It would be a big thumbs down
for
me.
As the apple of the NFL draft community's eye going into this season, as potentially the best quarterback available. And I agree with you. If 2026, if the long game here is that the Steelers eventually end up with Penn State's quarterback, that ain't it for me. And that's not because, you know, I'm pro-Pitt or anti-Penn State. I've watched the interception at the end of the Notre Dame playoff game. Who sees that and thinks, that's our guy? Let's go to battle with him. Let's beat Lamar Jackson twice a year and Joe Burrow twice a year with this guy. Like, it's baffling to me. I think you hit on it. He kind of has like Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck-like tools and skills that seduce people into thinking that there's a great quarterback there. I don't think there is.
I've just never seen it all come together against an opponent where I would go, wow, okay, like that is a body of evidence. That is one major tally mark in his column.
So if this is like where it ends for the Steelers, like this, like the goal is that you suck or stink for Drew Aller, or that you give up your draft capital for Drew Aller? No, thank you. And like, there's plenty of Penn State fans who listen to this station who can, like, I think attempt to talk intelligently and honestly about this. I'm guessing they would even say, yeah, he's okay for my college team, but I don't want him quarterbacking my NFL team. The same way you said of Kenny Pickett, yeah, thank you for bringing me an ACC championship at Pitt, but I really don't want you to be the Steelers franchise quarterback. Same thing I think should apply here. But when I heard Kuiper say that on Schefter's podcast, I spit out the smoothie that had creatine and other things in it that in my
He's
mouth.
He's running at 6 a.m. He's eating big dinners with
I'm
big
like,
wigs
what
at
are
FanDuel.
We doing
He's
here?
He's got creatine smoothies, Donnie. Are we sure
Drew
Pony doesn't
Aller?
Have any NFL eligibility? Could he get drafted to play quarterback?
I don't even think Drew Aller's better than Sean Clifford and McGloin and McSorley. From watching, though, maybe he's a better pro prospect because of his
size
and
arm strength.
But as far as like how he played there, I don't think he's better than any of those jabronis.
So we've got a couple people on YouTube already chiming in. We've got Adam. I'm a Penn State fan. I don't see him being a first round pick. That's like a personal opinion. Comes up short in big games. Predictably, Barber Football Focus is being cited by many YouTube commenters, not even Johnny himself, as not being a fan of Drew Aller. They think that the Steelers, BFF thinks the Steelers got their quarterback of the future
obviously
in the sixth round. Yes. But even the one I did want to bring up is this Adam on YouTube, because I think he, you know what, Pony, you're going to love this. When we needed a big play in big games, this is the Penn State fan, it was Tyler Warren taking snaps under center sometimes, or shotgun wildcat snaps, not Drew Aller. Think about that.